98.1 KZE. That was a double dose of Dr. John, You Lucky Devils, You with Deal. And before that, Dance the Night Away with You. Professor Long here as well with Tippi Tina and the Wild Magnolias. Life is a carnival. You might detect a theme going on in there. And that is the case. In fact, I have with me today here in the studio to help me with the next hour or two on the air, my friend Brian Mitchell. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. Yeah? Thank you so much for having me.
Come a little closer. Just let me hear it, actually. Yeah. We decided that, you know, you're about to play about a half dozen gigs in the next week or two, which is not necessarily all that untypical, correct?
These days, not so much. Yes,
you're playing a lot.
You're a bit up here.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of places to play, right?
And there are. Yeah.
And here is actually encompasses a large amount of, you know, geography.
Sure. Sure.
Right.
But there are, you know, there's a lot of places to play. You know, like for instance, I'm playing the City Winery on Thursday, Happy Trom tribute, and then on Saturday I'm playing Pearl Moon on Saturday, and then Sunday brunch with the Demolition Brass Band. So it's a whole New Orleans weekend.
Wow.
Going on.
Yeah.
And, so I figured, you know, so we're starting out with some New Orleans music for sure.
Yeah, that's what we just did. So yeah, it's a part of the. So the idea of the next couple of hours, Brian has hand selected. All the music you're going to hear in the next couple of hours, and each sort of segment of the music, there's different themes, musical themes, I guess you could say, and each kind of, you know, I think describes or represents, is a better word, a part of your musical career.
For sure, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people know me from the New Orleans stuff, but I do a lot of other things now these days.
You're in demand. Yeah. Let's face it, you're in demand. And so we'll get to all the shows that are coming up again. People can definitely, no matter where you are listening, if you're anywhere in upstate, there's someplace relatively close to you where Brian will be playing. So tell me a little bit more about, before we move on, tell me a little bit more specifically about Dr. John and your relationship with Dr. John as an artist.
Well, I was introduced to him when I saw The Last Waltz. I saw that movie and I was a fan of the band, but I did not know who he was. I said, man, what is this stuff? And then from then I just started deep diving, and then it just turned into my whole life for a long time.
Really? You were kind of obsessed with him?
I was obsessed with it. I ended up I was an understudy for Alan Toussaint on a Broadway show called High Rollers.
Slow down.
Yeah.
You were an understudy. It was a music review?
It was a music review of New Orleans, all the music of Alan Toussaint.
Okay.
And
I see.
And people knew me in New York by then.
Who are you understudying? Not him.
Yes.
Not
him.
Alan himself.
Alan himself.
All right.
Well,
I'm going to get a ghostwrite Brian's book because there's a really good autobiography in here.
All right, well, as long as we're getting into it, because it's a bizarre story. So I'm his understudy because people knew me as a New York guy that could play New Orleans piano music.
Sure.
So I went and auditioned for him, and I got the gig.
Amazing.
And so the first time we get together to play, rehearse, I had this old, broken down, people that knew me back in the day, one of the unsafest vehicles to ever be on the road, possibly, you know. Mm-hmm. Back then, you could get some of the Puerto Rican mechanics in the Lower East Side to, like, pass your car.
Sure.
But there was,
they're still there, by the way.
Yes, yes, they are. So even from that day, I said, you know, Alan, would, can I give you a ride home to, you know, I mean, back to the Hilton that he was, whatever. No, he was high. And he, you know, $10,000 suits and everything. And he goes, that'd be nice. So he got in my van. And, you know, the exhaust fumes used to come up. And
in the car.
Yes, it was the most unsafe vehicle. And I ended up giving him rides back for like a month. So I got to really be friends with him.
That's nice.
And interestingly, to skip ahead a little bit, I end up losing the gig because I'm a young white guy.
Yeah.
And the producers decided, well, if Alan doesn't show, it doesn't really look good for this guy.
I was going to say, can you imagine, what is the name of the show again?
High Rollers.
High Rollers. Can you imagine going to the Broadway theater and expecting to see Alan Toussaint, and then they announce, you know, tonight Alan Toussaint cannot be present, and so filling in for Alan Toussaint is Brian Mitchell.
Yes.
And what the response would have been? You dodged some bullets, I think.
I've dodged a few bullets. You know,
literally and otherwise.
Yes, yes. But interestingly enough, so they decided to get someone else.
Okay.
That fit more the profile they're looking for.
Complexion, maybe.
Yeah, and okay. Then they called me up and they said he wasn't playing the stuff well enough. Could you come teach him? And
the new guy.
So my first reaction was, you know, the way you would think I would respond. And then Alan
thought it through.
And Alan called me up and gave me some business advice. He said, "You can do what you want. I understand you're, you know, being pissed off." And he goes, "Or you could just take their money. And just show up and do whatever you want and hang out with me."
Aww,
and so I did. And I'd go listen to the guy and go, "You're doing a great job." And then I'd go hang out with Alan. And so I got paid very well for a while to do absolutely nothing, which is kind of a weird music business kind of thing.
Right.
You know.
Why aren't we playing more Alan Toussaint then?
Oh, shit, I know.
You said, watch the language. Yeah. What do we have coming up? While we're at it, you have I see we have some Leon Russell coming up.
Ah, yes. Well, getting back to that thing of seeing the two films that really affected me. Like, you know, I guess from
you said
I went
to
see music, but The Last Waltz and also Concert for Bangladesh.
Right.
When I saw that movie and I saw Leon Russell and I saw Billy Preston, and I didn't know who they were either. And suddenly it just became a thing where they were my new idols too.
Yeah.
So between Dr. John,
your universe
Preston,
was expanding.
Yeah. So we're going to play some of that. We're going to play some Leon and some Billy.
All right. Coming right up here. The first up here, it's All Over Now, Baby Blue, which is a great Dylan cover, which ties into more of what's coming up during Brian Mitchell, during Brian Mitchell's visit here on the Midday Show. Here is It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, right after the break. 98.1 KZE.
Hey friends, it's Jeanette, owner of Catskill Mountain High. Proud to say that we were the very first dispensary in Kingston, and we're still all about community, education, and top-tier cannabis for all. Whether you're canna curious or a seasoned smoker, we've got something for you. Our menu includes a wide selection of flower, pre-rolls, vapes, and edibles. Perfect for pain relief or winding down after a long day. Oh, and we even have pet products. We're now offering delivery. That's right. Shop at CatskillMountainHigh.com and we'll bring the good vibes right to your door. CatskillMTNHigh.com.
For use only by adults 21 or older. Keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
Get ready for MassStock, August 21st and 22nd at MassStock Field in Marlboro. 2 days of live music, 2 stages, camping, local vendors, and good vibes in the hills of the Hudson Valley. Get your tickets and complete festival information now at MassStock.com. MassStock, where it's on, like Donkey Kong. 98.1 KZE is proud to be the official radio station of MassStock. For all your local festival updates, keep it locked to 98.1 KZE, your summer live music station.
It's August at the Phantom Gardener, and that means it's time to check your glove compartments for all those Phantom dollars. Dollars can be redeemed on full-priced items August 1st through the 31st, a whole month to save. Not sure what to spend them on? Everything from pottery to fertilizer to plant material and even gifts. The end of summer doesn't mean the planting stops. We're still getting fall-blooming perennials and autumn-ready annuals. Find us on Route 9 in Rhinebeck or on the web at thephantomgardener.com.
Upstate Pines in Red Hook is your hometown cannabis dispensary focused on quality, locally grown products, helpful guidance, and a comfortable shopping experience for adults 21 and over. Whether you're a local visiting the area or just looking for a trusted place to shop, the team at Upstate Pines can help you find the right flower, pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, concentrates, and more. and visit Upstate Pines and stock up early for WKZE's Frolic at the Farm at Hardeman Orchards on Saturday, August 8th in Red Hook. UpstatePines.com. Rooted in Red Hook, grown with purpose.
For use by adults 21 or older, keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeffrey Villamo.
And I'm Dr. Maureen Villamo.
When our patients are relaxing in our Uptown Kingston office, we're listening to
98.1 KZE.
Waiting for this moment. singing in the dead of night. Take these southern eyes and learn to see all your life. You won't be waiting for this moment to be free.
Sunrise and sets and shines. shines from the far folks too. Myself would even like a little high ground. It's high time that you found. The same people you are gone on your way up, you might meet up on your way down. On your way down.
This is the Midday Show with Brian Mitchell and friends. Wait a minute. That is the name of your shows at the Colony. You mentioned you have a Colony show coming up, too.
Yes, I do.
Talk a little closer just so I can hear you nice.
It's on the, when is it here?
Take your time. Don't worry.
August 12th, the Colony. Okay. Brian Mitchell and friends. And
it's that's a regular thing.
All original music. Yeah, I play that once a month.
You're going to do Brian Mitchell originals?
Yes, I am. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's is it, how often do you play there? Is it a regular? I've seen you there obviously on Wednesdays periodically.
We're doing a Wednesday a month.
Okay,
these days.
Okay,
so
yeah, it's a lot of fun. Sometimes you get friends that are you have your regulars, and then you have some people sit in sometimes.
Right? Yes, and I know people, so sometimes it
know
turns
people
into something.
Oh well, I hope you'll let me know when something especially special comes up.
Yeah.
We just heard Elvis Costello and the aforementioned Alan Toussaint, who we had been talking about before. They did a tour about 20, do you think it was like 20 years ago already? Maybe a little
like
less
that
than that. Not much. With On Your Way Down, Blackbird, a beautiful version by Billy Preston. And Leon Russell, as we mentioned, with It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, his version of that Dylan classic. Tell me a little bit more about Alan Toussaint.
Well, interesting.
You already talked about the Broadway period. Elvis and him obviously had that tour. I saw them on that tour.
Well, Alan popped into my life many times over the years. That's just some weird coincidental stuff. I ended up interviewing him for Keyboard Magazine, which is the first time I did any kind of writing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that somewhere in there is that. Which was interesting. It was, again, my first foray into writing, and I interviewed him, and I gave them like 3 hours of compelling stuff, I thought, and they said, yeah, you're going to have to cut this down to something reasonable. I said, everything is interesting, you know, especially the part about, I was fascinated, the guy that taught Alan, which I can't recall his name, but old blues piano player who ended up hanging himself, and he taught Alan a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, and I just thought that was bad, but too dark for Keyboard Magazine, I guess.
That lame. Right.
And then another thing, I played on a PBS special that Alan did on creativity, and some of the band that was on that High Roller show was hired to do that. Now, I'm there, and I'm like, why am I there?
Mm-hmm.
Because Alan's playing everything, and Alan... Well, basically, it was because Alan would throw me some money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just take the money. But another part of it was he didn't know anyone's name. So if you see this documentary, it's really Alan whispering in my ear, what's that bass player's name? And I said, that's Jack. He goes, hey, Jack, do this. And so when you look at it, it looks like I'm producing the damn thing. But hey, anyway, you know, I appreciate the money. So. And then eventually he ends up playing with the Ramble with Levon.
Wow. And what year, roughly, or years was that? Do you
think? I'm not a years guy. Okay. But I will say that was the first time that Elvis Costello came and Alan, and they had, the record had not come out, and they said, do you mind if we play some stuff tonight?
Was that the River in Return?
The River and something.
Was it River in Return?
Yeah.
I think
that's what it was called.
Okay, yeah.
And they previewed the record that night.
Oh, wow.
Which was fantastic. So,
yeah. I mean, that's just such a great... very popular man, Brian Mitchell, here co-DJing, co-hosting the Midday Show. You know, I had Cindy Cash Dollar and Jack Petrozelli in here a few days ago. So I think I'm going to kind of try to make this a regular thing. And you can definitely be part of that rotation if you would honor me. Because there's so much. You could do this. You should have a show here. That's what I'm trying to say. Because you really, I mean, the amount of music that has touched you or you have touched in your career is phenomenal. And we're going to get to another huge influence, of course, is the band, right?
Yes.
We've been talking about Levon, but there is a sort of, I don't know how you would describe the Weight Band as an offshoot of the band. How would you just best describe it? I don't want to choose the wrong words.
Well, at the time it was, Levon died, Jim Weider and Randy Chalante. Mm-hmm. And Byron Isaacs. So it was basically members of the Levon Helm Band continuing the music in some way.
And but then, before that, there was a band, the band, right, was still the band with the final period of it, right? Was Jim Weider in there?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Before they became the Weight Band, there was still the band, but it was not obviously the original lineup anymore.
Yeah, Jim played in the band, and it turns out actually longer than Robbie Robertson did.
Oh, wow.
To me, when you really get down to it. And then we ended up playing together with the Levon Helm Band.
Right.
And that's how Jim and I got friendly.
Morphed into the Weight.
Into the Weight, yeah.
Which is what people can see now.
You know, when we started playing, we were playing mostly band music. But then it's turned into playing original music also. So it's a combination of the two.
Yeah, really good originals.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Have you written some of those?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
We are going to get to now... thanks to Brian, we'll hear a couple of... what I love about your choices is these are not... this fits in right with the KZE kind of credo. You don't play necessarily the most common hits, but you go do a little deeper dive. You know, you do dig a little deeper into the catalog. And so why don't you tell what we're going to hear next here?
What are we hearing next?
Right there, right in front.
Ah, there we go. we're going to do some Jawbone, which is Richard Manuel.
All right, coming up after the break, Jawbone from the band and more of Brian Mitchell here on 98.1 KZE.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tri-state listening area. The Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Hudson Valley Goldsmith, offering fine handmade jewelry, on-site repairs, and the work of over 50 designers. Voted best jewelry store in the Hudson Valley at 71 Main Street in New Paltz, New York, and online at hudsonvalleygoldsmith.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley. WilliamsLumber.com and Taste New York Market at Todd Hill. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Saturday, August 1st, from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., swing dance with a little big band and dance lesson with Gata Lindy at the White Eagle Benevolent in Kingston, New York. Sunday, August 2nd, from 2 to 5 p.m., follow the Forest Wildlife Training. Join the Sheffield Land Trust and the Housatonic Valley Association at the Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield to learn more about how you can help wildlife move across our landscape. Monday, August 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., DC works to offer job search 101 sessions at East Fishkill Community Library. Tuesday, August 4th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m., Grow With Us, all-ages gardening program with the Dama Farm at the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Connecticut. Wednesday, August 5th, from 4 to 5 p.m., Anime Club at World's End Comics Teens in Kingston. Friday, August 7th, from 4 to 5 p.m., David M. Hunt Library and the Falls Village Equity Project host Band Book Club. This month, they will be discussing Catcher in the Rye. To submit your nonprofit or community event to KZE, email the who, what, where, when of your event to info@wkze.com.
The name you know and the name you trust is Williams.
From your first swatch to the first mix of color to the first coat of paint on your walls, Benjamin Moore is paint like no other. Award-winning formulas and color richness that lasts.
So visit Williams Lumber and Home Centers and nail it right the first time.
Williams Lumber.
you need for your home.
Bistro To Go brings gourmet dining to your takeout lifestyle. Stop into the Route 28 location for lunches and dinners that give you four-star French Mediterranean meals at your own table. And you'll be pleasantly surprised, maybe even shocked, at how affordable it is. Bistro To Go on Route 28 between Kingston and Woodstock.
Hi, this is Rebecca.
And this is Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shop. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Learn. Lay down your tools.
took me down to see the widow kill. Ran to the town. It's against the law to be a tonic man. But the widow knows she's got the upper hand. So I went on in, feeling kind of wheezy. You know, just soothe my mind.
This is the Midday Show.
Getting better.
You want to
do one more?
Was that? It's getting better. Do you want to do one more? Who was that at the tail end of the Yazoo Street scandal? Do you know?
I don't know.
It might, okay. Who sang it?
That's Levon singing that.
Oh, it is Levon. So it might be him who said it. His voice sounded a little smooth for Levon. But that was the Yazoo Street scandal from the band, and before that, Jawbone. You have a story, I understand, about Richard Manuel?
Well, during the 90s, late 80s, I think, me and my friend Hugh Poole were playing in the streets of Europe. And we were busking, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And some guy came up to me and said, "You sound like you are a Richard Manuel fan." I said, "Well, sure, I love him." And he goes, "Well, I have a very rare tape. It's Richard Live at the Getaway. No one has this. And I'm giving it to you because you seem like somebody that would appreciate it." Now it's out. It's a weird
book. Oh, really?
Yes. But at the time, no one had it. And I listened to this thing night and day for a whole summer and learned everything off of it. And it had a pronounced effect on me. And interestingly enough, I didn't know till years later that Jim Weider was the guitar player on that gig. It was just just Richard Manuel and Jim Weider and Rick Danko, a little bit accompanying him. But it's basically maybe Richard
Manuel. Maybe we can dig some of the stuff out for the next visit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be great because it kind of shows everything. Wow. So many great stories, Brian. What we'll do here is we'll take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back with more of the Midday Show with guest DJ Brian Mitchell. Why don't you just mention before we, why don't you just mention another one of your shows coming up? You mentioned very, very briefly you had something coming up at City Winery Hudson Valley in Montgomery.
Yes, I do. It's a Happy Trom tribute. August 14th to 16th, I'm with the Helm Family Ramble doing Graham Lesh's music festival.
Where's that?
Truckee, California.
Is that southern or northern?
It's near Reno, I think. But it's a three-day festival. And it's the first Helm Family Ramble since, things got weird.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Things have gotten weird all over.
Yes. That's just one of many weird things in the world.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. We're back with more with Brian. Stick around. This is the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Andy Gladding, owner of WKZE Radio, located in beautiful Red Hook, New York. Here at 98.1 KZE, we look out for our neighbors, and that includes helping you make smart choices for your home and your family. That's why I wanted to take a moment to tell you about Archtop Fiber. They're bringing 100% fiber internet to the Hudson Valley, with new services in Ulster and Dutchess counties being installed daily. With Archtop, you get ultra-reliable speeds, no hidden fees, and pricing that doesn't spike after a few months. This means real savings over time for families, for local businesses, and for our entire community. And here's the best part. They're locally rooted, right across the river in Kingston. That means better service and decisions that actually benefit our towns, not just corporate shareholders. It's time to ditch the outdated cable and join the fiber future, built by and for the Hudson Valley. Visit archtopfiber.com to learn more and make the switch to savings today. Archtop Fiber. Smart, local, and built to last.
It starts with one breath through a bamboo flute, barely a sound. Then hammered strings begin to shimmer. Then tabla, and the whole hall is moving. Steve Gorn learned the Bansuri in Calcutta from the late master Gaur Goswami. Vinay Desai on Santur, tabla master Samir Chatterjee. Saturday, August 8th at 8 p.m. Tickets at maverickconcerts.org. Music in the woods.
Is your home ready to beat the summer heat? Don't let the sweltering sun ruin your comfort. Call the local team Hudson Valley Homeowners Trust, Hot Water Solutions. We've been keeping our region comfortable with expert HVAC, plumbing, and electrical service for over 30 years. And get this, we're turning up the excitement. Now through August 31st, schedule your consultation and you're automatically entered to win a free Mitsubishi heat pump system. That's right, a completely free system to keep you comfortable all year long. Don't wait. Stay cool, stay comfortable, and maybe even win big. Visit KingstonHWS.com to book your consultation today. Hot Water Solutions, your local trusted AC professionals. KingstonHWS.com.
This Thursday night, August 6th, come to the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz as their new Blues Jam series continues with Papa Chubby. Over the course of his 30-plus year career, Papa Chubby has been a force to be reckoned with on the guitar. Witness his tempestuous, soulful playing, which has never been more powerful, all while backed by a stellar house band. Don't miss the new Blues Jam series featuring Papa Chubby at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz this Thursday, August 6th. The Lemon Squeeze NewPaltz.com.
Celebrating musical diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290BZ-FM Red Hook. Online at WKZE.com.
lately. Oh, I've been thinking how much I miss my lady. Now Marina's in a cornfield, riding in the debris, living like a lusty plow, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, oh, like a puppet child. Washing out the cat all town, and she's far away somewhere. In her eyes are down, and she dreams of crystal strings of days gone by when we would lean, laughing, fit to burst upon each other. I can see you sitting eating in the evening, the fruit juice flowing slowly, slowly, slowly down the fronts of your body, living like a lusty flower, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, whoa, like a puppet child. To burst upon each other. Oh, oh, if only I could nestle in the cradle of your cabin, my arms around your shoulder. Oh, the windows wide and open, while the swallow and the sycamore, oh, are playing in the valley. Oh, I miss ya. Yes, yes, honey.
Don't cheat yourself. Tune in to the Midday Show every weekday, 10 to 3 on 98.1 KZE.
I'm different, don't care who knows it. Something about me is not the same, yeah. I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gonna play your goddamn game. Got a different way of walking. I got a different kind of smile. I got
got a different way of talking. Drives the women kind of wild.
Kind of wild. He's different.
They don't care who knows it.
Something about him.
It's not the same, yeah.
He's different.
That's how it goes. I ain't saying I'm better than you are, but maybe I am. I only know that when I look in the mirror, I like the man.
We like the man.
I'm different, and I don't care who knows it. Something about me is not the same, yeah. I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gon' play your goddamn game. When I walk down the street in the morning, bluebirds are singing in the tall old tree. They sing a little song for the people, they sing a little song for me. Thanks, fellas.
He's different and he don't care who knows it. Something about
not the same, yeah. I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gonna play no boss man's game. Yes, baby, I've been drinking.
Show on 98.1 KZE, Randy Newman, of course, Guilty. Right before that, his I'm Different. Who is that? Elton John's Amarina.
Yes.
Right, first off there in that set. Who was it? I'm Different. I remember that was on the...
I Love L.A. record, maybe?
Well, that was the hit.
Yeah,
but it was on Trouble in Paradise.
Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Who,
sure.
But who... It was Linda Ronstadt, right, on the backing, and one other
somebody like Emmy Lou or somebody. Or,
maybe. I was thinking that for a second, but I'm not sure. But
yeah.
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 I should remember. I remember there was even a video, I think.
Yes, there was.
Wasn't there? Yeah. I'm different.
Yeah.
And I don't care who knows it. Brian Mitchell is here. And we put together this play. I think we just decided that we're going to try to put together maybe a Spotify playlist. I know.
That would
live
be
fun. Radio, and we're in a, I brought up the S word, but nice. But we, what's nice about that idea, and where it works so nicely with this, is we could put this together so that way sometime today, Thursday, people can go and hear some of these other tracks we're referring to.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
All right. We'll call it, you know, the Brian Mitchell KZE Radio Hour or something like that.
Okay. I get that.
Randy Newman, a hero of yours as well.
Well, yes. And I guess this was the songwriter's portion, I think, that we're talking about. Especially because I'm doing my originals at the Colony. Mm-hmm. And songwriting is a part of what I do too, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to, you know, address that in its way, even up here. Like, that's why I'm doing New Orleans stuff at the other gig, because it's all party New Orleans music. But then there's a part of me that comes from that tradition of,
sure,
you know, words guys.
Yeah. And you know, can't be this kind of age that we are and not be influenced by songwriters.
Well, also, I lived in the village in the 80s, mm-hmm, around the folk scene. And guys, lyrics was everything.
Right.
And so that's a part of me that sometimes I don't get to display. It's not, but people that were great with words, I have such respect for. That's how we ultimately got to Dylan. But my early stuff was actually Randy Newman, mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm, and it was Elton John, too.
Yeah, and, well, those first albums especially, you know.
You know, Amarina, incidentally, was that was on that record where he's trying to sound like the band.
He was very influenced.
Very influenced.
He was very influenced. Clapton was very influenced. Yes. He wanted to join the band, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes because we're talking about lyrics, you know, I will introduce a song like that as a Bernie Taupin Elton John song.
Yes.
You know, because there are some songs, you know, you got to give Bernie his due, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Elton John, singer and remarkable musical composer and arranger and all that, but Bernie Taupin, man.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be no Elton John without Bernie Taupin.
Sure, sure. And they were the left brain, right brain, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's clips of Bernie just putting the lyrics on the piano, and then Elton plays the damn thing immediately. Like, I think it was Tiny Dancer. It was almost like spontaneous.
Yeah. Right.
And they were both gifted at what they did, and they were a perfect combination for each other.
Yeah. And then you hear those, and you also hear why there was a connection to Leon Russell, too, because they ultimately did an album together about 10 years ago.
Sure. And actually, I remember a quote really early on from Leon saying how much he loved great songs, and if he needed a great song, he just figured he'd write one. Which sounds a little arrogant, but it was...
It turned out, it's not arrogance if you actually do it.
Yes.
Right?
And it's really interesting when he worked with Dylan, because Dylan got hit when I paint my masterpiece and Watching the River Flow, because, you know, Leon was so hot at the time. And so we got together with Dylan, and he was so fascinated with Dylan's writing process. And them doing that record, the few tunes they did, was... I think Leon did the music, and then Bob just showed up and just wrote lyrics spontaneously, and that's how Masterpiece came about, and Watching the River Flow. So,
while we may not have that particular song, we do have coming up after the break, we do have our Dylan set. That's coming right up.
Cool.
All right?
Right on.
This is the Brian Mitchell Radio Hour with guest host Adam here with you. I'm having a great time. We'll be back after the break with some more hand-selected tunes, Dylan, by Dylan, specifically coming up right after this. 98.1 KZE.
Discover what Tivoli has to offer at Hotel Tivoli and the Corner Restaurant, right in the heart of the Hudson Valley. This boutique hotel is a creative escape, founded by celebrated artists Bryce and Helen Martin, with a love for art and design everywhere you look, from bold original artwork on the walls to custom furnishings in every room. Hotel Tivoli is more than a place to stay. It's our region's unofficial art museum and an experience all its own. At the Corner Restaurant, join us in an unpretentious yet visually spectacular farm-to-table restaurant where thoughtful food, local ingredients, and a beautiful dining room come together. together. It's a little like dining in an art museum. Whether you're coming for a weekend getaway, a romantic dinner, Sunday brunch, or just to soak in the atmosphere, you'll be glad you did. Visit HotelTivoli.org to book your stay or reserve a table. Hotel Tivoli and the Corner Restaurant, where art meets hospitality.
Upstate Pines in Red Hook is your hometown cannabis dispensary focused on quality, locally grown products, helpful guidance, and a comfortable shopping experience for adults 21 and over. Whether you're a local visiting the area or just looking for a trusted place to shop, the team at Upstate Pines can help you find the right flower, pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, concentrates, and more. Stop into Upstate Pines, conveniently located on Route 9 in Red Hook, directly across the street from Town Hall. You can also order online for pickup or delivery at upstatepines.com. Rooted in Red Hook, grown with purpose.
For use by adults 21 or older, keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
Want to see live music with world-class musicians in an intimate venue with great food, drinks, and amazing sound? Well, it's right down the road in Pauling, New York, Daryl's House. Rock and roll legend Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates started webcasting musician friends jamming at his house. Now he's created the same vibe. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club, offers an impressive lineup of legendary and up-and-coming performers from across the genres. Come early and have dinner. The eclectic menu features delicious steaks, seafood, pasta, sandwiches, drinks, and music. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club in Pauling, New York. Daryl'sHouseClub.com.
This week at Daryl's, Wednesday, Mike Love and the Full Circle. Thursday, G Love and Special Sauce, Lemonade 20th Anniversary Tour, plus Dizzy is Dead. Friday, Echoes of the Eagles, a tribute to the Eagles. Saturday, Sabbath Superstars, tribute to Black Sabbath. Sunday, MTV Unplugged Tribute Band. Daryl'sHouseClub.com.
Hello, this is Kristen Hutchins of Ruggie's Auto Group, and you are listening to 98.1 KZE.
Standing on the water, casting your bread, while the eyes of the idol with the iron head are glowing. Distant ships sailing into the mist, you were born with a snake in both your fists, while a hurricane was blowing.
Thank you.
Early one morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Jimmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Trying to love in blue. A burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, them on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
ground. I can follow the path. I can read the sign. Stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle whatever I stumble upon. I don't even notice. I see gone. Most of the time. Most of the time. It's well understood. Most of the time. I wouldn't change it if I could. I can make it all match up. My own. I can deal with the situation right down to the bone. I can survive and I can endure. And I don't even think about her most of the time. Most of the time, my head is on straight. Most of the time, I'm strong enough not to hate. I don't build a illusion till it makes me sick. I ain't afraid of confusion, no matter how thick. I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine. Most of the time. Most of the time. She's that far behind. Most of the time, I can't even be sure if she was ever with me or if I was ever with her. Most of the time, I'm halfway content. Most of the time, I know exactly where it all went. I don't cheat on myself. I don't run and hide from the feelings that are buried inside. I don't compromise and I don't pretend. I don't even care if I ever see her again. Most of the time.
Brian Mitchell and Adam here on the Midday Show, we're in the Dylan mode now. Did you have? We keep thinking of stuff that are remembering things to talk about because you had, for instance, an experience you were telling me where you went to see, what was the story? You went to see the Wild Magnolias?
Oh, yes.
Or you were...
Yeah, well, you know, we played Life is a Carnival by the Wild Magnolias, and I had forgotten that I played on that record in New Orleans.
You chose it for
I thought it was good. I was like, oh, I forgot.
What does that reflect? The sheer amount of recordings that you contributed to, participated
and I'm
in,
old and
or
I'm
old age
around,
okay so yeah or
that.
Just memory loss hopefully the former
but as we were talking about I played with the Wild Magnolias in Central Park in the early 90s and we
it was
opened
a summer stage
yes yeah. And we opened for the Roots. And I will never forget, because they're in full costume, Mardi Gras costumes. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the guys from, especially Questlove in the front, going, what the hell is this stuff? Because I forget culturally how weird it is mm-hmm. out of New Orleans. And so it was a fun thing to see them getting off and just,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, sweet. Dylan, though, we just did a deep dive into Dylan. We heard most of the time just now, before that, Tangled Up in Blue and Joker Man. We also both discovered earlier that that was both of our first time buying a Dylan album as it came out.
Yes.
Was Infidels.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. But we're also roughly probably the same age, generation, what have you. So not maybe that makes sense. And but most of the time,
yeah.
What's up with that song?
Well, frankly, I love some of those the 80s Dylan stuff. I mean, it gets a little bit maligned. Certain people...
Like, you're talking about Infidels?
Infidels. Well, no, Infidels people liked. But there were even... well, most of the time, but people usually say 80s Dylan, and they say it with this certain kind of tone.
Okay.
There's a lot of great 80s Dylan, because that's when I discovered him.
Yeah.
And so...
But he was also all over the place in the 70s. I mean...
Well,
you know,
yes.
I mean, he kept experimenting with different... He had a number of different phases.
But I tell you, the first time... I've seen Dylan many times, but the first time I saw him was probably early 80s, and it was the tour he did with Santana.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw him... first of all, Santana, I was a big fan of Santana, too, but mm-hmm. Santana, great. Smoked the place. It was great. And then Bob came out, and it was one of the worst shows of all time that I've ever seen.
Wow.
You know, it was incredibly bad, and I was so disappointed because of... but then at a certain point, he came out with his guitar and did three songs and blew me away.
Right.
And that was my first instance with just the greatness of him. Like, if you want to sit and hang for the greatness... It's there. I know many people that are going, I'm not going to wait around for the... Well, I will, because he's that great. And it was one of the greatest things I'd ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Just that, and then everything else was some of the worst crap I've ever heard in my life. But I'm all in. You know, that's how
have you played with him?
Yes, and I did. I played on a Sopranos soundtrack. Him, Return to Me, doing the Dean Martin song. And I played accordion on that track, and somebody just interviewed me the other day about that record, actually, and it was interesting because I got a call from Tony Garnier, although I found out later Larry Campbell got me on the gig. Larry, thank you. But basically, because I'm from the Bronx and I grew up around, you know, Italian Americans and Dean Martin, and that was the music I grew up with, and I was always embarrassed about it. Now I embrace it fully,
sure,
but at the time, but and then I was a huge Dylan fan, so I got the call to do it. But when I got the call from Tony, he said, I've got a gig on Sunday you have to do, but you can't tell anyone. I can't tell you what it is. But I'm thinking, could it be Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I did, and it was Dylan. And it was for the Sopranos, too. And,
so it was the commission to be specifically
for the Sopranos.
It wasn't like they just chose an existing studio cut.
And then he actually had such a good time, we ended up recording some other stuff, too, that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Something on a Hank Williams tribute record.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
not a Jimmie Rogers, but a Hank Williams.
There might have been a Jimmie Rogers. There were three tracks, and I was telling the guy that I couldn't remember the third one. That might have been the thing.
I know what I'm talking about. He was on a Jimmie Rogers tribute collection.
That's right.
Yeah. And
if there's accordion on there, I'm that guy.
Oh,
you know,
okay. We might have to dig into this and a little further.
Yeah.
But,
as long as I'm getting into it, because I just told the story from the guy the other day. It was a fascinating thing because, so we're playing this Dean Martin song, and Anyway, he's having trouble with the Italian on the third verse. It's Italian, you know. I play that song. It's on my new record coming out. But
yes, you have an accordion Dylan album.
Yes, I do.
Or Dylan
so
accordion
we'll get to
album.
That. So yeah. Basically, he's having trouble with the Italian, and so the producer, the manager, said, "Do you need some help with the Italian?" And Bob goes, "I guess I do." And the person on the phone said, "Get me an Italian on the phone." And 10 minutes later, this beautiful supermodel walks in. I said, well, that's some rock star stuff, man. You
yeah.
know, God damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, and she's doesn't know who
didn't speak a word of Italian. And nobody seemed to notice. Lady.
but she doesn't know who he is. And she's just your Italian is the worst. Who the hell did... And she's yelling at him. And he's digging it completely.
Oh, you sure?
And so it was really fun to see an Italian supermodel scream and yell and try to humiliate Bob.
At Bobby Zimmerman.
Yeah, yeah. Little so
Bobby.
It was a special moment.
Oh, that's great.
And then to finish the story...
Please.
So as I'm leaving, they said, you can't tell anyone you did this session until everyone does their, you know, whatever. And you can't tell anyone. I said, okay. And I went downtown. I lived in the Lower East Side. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Parkside Lounge, sat at the bar. And the bartender said, what were you doing? I said, don't tell anyone. I just played with Dylan. It's going to be on Sopranos. I'm not proud of that.
10 minutes later, an Italian model walked in the room and said, who the hell do you think you are telling everybody about Bobby Dylan? Yeah, how dare you? But your Italian?
Yeah.
Much better.
But the last part of it is, so my Italian family from the Bronx sees it.
Oh.
And they said, I don't know who that singer is who thinks he can sing Dean Martin, but he's the worst.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a good singer? So anyway.
Yeah.
Full circle.
I have to find that track. There is definitely a part two. We got to have some version of people can get all of we. Oh, you know what we do is a Spotify playlist. We could do it based on this conversation.
Sure, man. Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That
would be great. Yeah.
I mean, we can't produce it all in real time as you're telling me live on the radio all these anecdotes. We're not prepared to find all these songs, but. We are lucky, and after the break to come back, we can hear some of this accordion tribute album that Brian has. It's coming out any time now. It's not quite out yet, right?
It's waiting to come any moment.
In fact, it may be coming out while we're on the air. But first up after the break, his version of Brian of Return to Me.
I
managed to say it. I'm just so excited. I'm tripping over myself here. That's coming up right after the break. This is the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.